I would like to make a proposal this morning that a mother's influence on her children is directly related to her deepest convictions. Mothers today, what are those convictions that are deepest in your hearts and in your lives about God, about yourself and your relationship with the Lord, and about your children? What are your deepest convictions? I'm convinced that the mother that lives out her convictions before her children will likely see them adopt those same convictions in their lives. That's been the case in my life. I thank God for a godly father and mother who passed on their convictions to me. And I know that there are many of us here who have that same thing. Perhaps there are some of you who didn't have that privilege that some of the rest of us have had. Perhaps you're a first-generation believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Your parents did not know the Lord. And you can't relate probably to that, but consider it a privilege that you know the Lord, and you can pass on those convictions to your succeeding generations as well. I want to talk about a mother who faces the future with confidence. And we're going to look today at Proverbs chapter 31. Some of you probably already guessed that that might be the passage of Scripture that we're going to look at. We're not going to look at the whole chapter, but primarily the last half a dozen verses in the 31st chapter of Proverbs. Reading it first of all at verse 1, the words of King Lemuel, the utterance which his mother taught him. King Lemuel has faded into obscurity over the ages. We really don't know anything about King Lemuel, who he was, what his kingdom was, where he lived, or anything. His name means dedicated to God, and that's significant, isn't it? His mother probably was the one who named him Lemuel, dedicated to God. And what better name could she have given to this man? And we have recorded by this King Lemuel, this 31st chapter of Proverbs, Solomon, we know, is the author of this book of Proverbs. So Solomon must have known King Lemuel, perhaps through his diplomatic relationships. And he has preserved the words of this godly man, this man who obviously knew the Lord and speaks about a godly woman. Coming down to verse 25, and let's read from verses 25 through 31 about this woman. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. Let's just pause for a moment of prayer before we continue. Our Father, we want to give you thanks again for giving us your word. Thank you that we can read it publicly. And we ask you now for an understanding of what we have read. These are words that you have inspired and seen fit that they be passed down over many generations, that they come to us that we might profit from them, be drawn closer to you, and live godly lives. So we ask you to speak to us this morning through your word, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. A mother who faces the future with confidence. That's difficult in the day and age in which we live, isn't it? There's so much turmoil in the world today. Some of us who have lived for a few years, we have seen turmoil in the world before. We have lived through wars and rumors of wars. Some of us have lived through World War II and the Korean War, the Vietnam War, and all of the other wars that have come along the way, Desert Storm, and just recently the Iraqi War. But I don't know if I know of a time in my lifetime when things have been more of a turmoil in the world than they are right now. The world is in a sad state. And as we think about the future, mothers who would face the future with confidence is a difficult thing to think about, isn't it, for our children? I think of myself. I'm glad that I'm getting older and closer to the time when I'll be with the Lord. I don't know if I would want to be in the same stead as Sarah or as her children after her in the turmoil that the world is in today. I don't know if there's going to be a time of peace. I doubt that there will be a time of peace in the world until the Lord comes back to establish his millennial kingdom here on earth. But certainly, we can face the future with confidence when we know the Lord. And a mother can face the future with confidence as well. And I would suggest to you that it's a mother with strong convictions is the one who can face the future with confidence in her life. Look at verse 25 that we read there. Strength and honor are her clothing. This godly woman wears her convictions. Strength and honor are her clothing. Verse 25 says that she's a strong woman. Sarah and I and Jane and Heather were in the office of the head of the nursing department at Indiana Wesleyan University when we were out there a few weeks ago. We had gone in there to have a consultation with her concerning Heather's need to repeat the course in critical care, which she needs to do next fall. And I was very impressed with this lady, Dr. Rhonda Cutel, and I was impressed with her godliness, with her qualifications as a nurse. She holds two doctorates, one in psychiatric nursing, of which she was a psychiatric nurse for a number of years, but also on the wall of her office, just opposite where I was sitting. I noticed a certificate on the wall, a black belt certificate in Taekwondo. Don't mess with Dr. Cutel. But I guess I was more impressed with her godliness, and she gave testimony to her faith in the Lord and how in her undergraduate years at college she didn't do very well. She was too into all kinds of things, and I'm just assuming that probably Taekwondo was one of those things that she was into in her undergraduate years in college, because she said something, after the Lord got a hold of me and changed my life, I began to do better in life. But Dr. Cutel obviously is a strong person. A lot of you mothers are not strong physically, but I hope that you are strong morally. And that I think that this probably speaks more of strength of character and strength of will, of moral strength and resolve more than anything else. Turn with me over to the Gospel of Mark in chapter 12 quickly. Mark chapter 12. There's an interesting incident here. In verse 28, Mark chapter 12 and verse 28, one of the scribes, one of these Jewish leaders, comes to the Lord Jesus. Having heard them reasoning together, perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, "Which is the first commandment of all?" That was an excellent question that this religious leader asked of the Lord Jesus. What is the first commandment given by the Lord in the Old Testament? And Jesus answered him, he sums up the law. "The first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second like it is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The Lord Jesus sums up the whole of the Old Testament in these two verses. You'll love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And it's that that's thought that comes to me that we are to love the Lord our God with all of our strength. The strength that the Lord Jesus gives to you moms. Love the Lord with all of that strength that he gives you. Day by day, yield that strength that you have to him and allow him to use you. That strength, the resolve to obey the Lord no matter what. Well, where does that strength and that resolve and that will to obey come from? Look down back in Proverbs 31. Look down at verse 30. The last part of that verse says, "A woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised." Here is a woman who feared the Lord. Now, what does that mean? That's a theme. This expression, the fear of the Lord, is the theme of the book of Proverbs. It really starts out in chapter 1 and verse 7, which many consider to be the key verse of Proverbs. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And then if you go over to chapter 9 and verse 10, I believe it is, Solomon says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So the basis, the foundation of this woman's faith in and trust in the Lord is a fear of God. Now, that doesn't mean that we are terrorized of God, that we're afraid of God. Certainly, God doesn't want us to be afraid of him. He doesn't want us to be terrorized of him. But he wants us to reverence him. And the fear of the Lord, the reverence for the Lord and for his name is something that characterizes a woman who wears her convictions. That's the beginning, isn't it? It's the fear of the Lord. I propose to you that that here is a mom in these verses that we've just read. Here's a mom whose strength is based on her convictions. She has that conviction that God's word, first of all, is absolutely true and reliable. God's word is true and reliable. We've in meetings that we've had recently, we've been talking about Bible doctrine, and the foundation of our teaching, you'll remember, I don't recall who had that responsibility of teaching on the Word of God. Maybe it was Peter. God's Word, we need to be convinced of that. Mom, you need to be convinced of that in your heart and your life this morning. God's Word is true, and we can depend upon it. His word is true and reliable. I trust that's true of you today, Mom. The second thing I would say that the strength of this woman, this godly woman in verse 25, is a conviction that the Lord is trustworthy. The Lord is trustworthy, and he always has my best interests at heart. You know, sometimes we don't think so, do we? When some kind of a catastrophe hits us and some kind of a difficulty in life comes our way, we all have bumps in the road, and some of those bumps are pretty deep. Some of those holes in the road are pretty deep that we come to, aren't they? But just hang on to that conviction, Mom, in your life, that the Lord is trustworthy. You can trust him, and he is always has your best interests at heart. And then thirdly, this mom that we read about in these verses is a mom who has a conviction that the Lord is the Lord of her life. The Lord is the Lord of her life. Is the Lord Jesus the Lord of your life? And that's not only for all of these things are not just for moms this morning, but they're for all of us, aren't they? Is Jesus Christ Lord of my life? I'd ask you that this morning. I always liked a little booklet that Campus Crusade for Christ had, one that shows the life of a person as a circle and with a throne. The unsaved person is on the throne of his own life, and the saved person oftentimes his life is there, and the throne is there, but the Lord Jesus is not on the throne of his life. It's self that's on the throne of the life. And then the third one who is really committed to the Lord, Jesus Christ, is on the throne of his life. And I trust that's true of you moms this morning, that the Lord is Lord of your life, and that he is the one who has the ultimate authority in your life. Let's give him his rightful place. Verse 25 also says, we're speaking about strength is her clothing, but also honor is the clothing of this mom. This God-fearing mom is known as a woman of integrity, and because of that, she's respected and trusted and honored. I trust that's true of each of you moms this morning. That respect and honor, I would suggest to you again, is based on the convictions that are deeply held by this mom. She's a mom who keeps her word. Her yes means yes, and her no means no. That's difficult to do sometimes, isn't it? With our family, sometimes we get to the point where at our wits' ends with our children sometimes. I've had that experience. You have teenagers. You're going through that experience right now. But our yes needs to be yes, and our no needs to be no, doesn't it? We need to keep our word. Mom, keep your word with your children. And then secondly, I would say that this mom, her respect is based on the fact that she's a humble person. She's not one that's looking for recognition. As parents, we don't need recognition by others, but we need to humbly walk with the way of the way of the Lord, and the Lord will honor us for that. This woman also, the respect and the honor that's given to her is due to the fact that character is a priority for her. Look at verse 30. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing. Unfortunately, that's the way life is, isn't it? As we age, that beauty begins to fade. I hope that the charm doesn't fade, because there is that inner beauty of the heart that should characterize our moms as well. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Because of that inward character that is in her life, she will be honored and she will be praised. And then not only does she wear her strength and her honor as clothing, as we read in verse 25, as we come to verse 26, we read that this woman opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. Here's a mom that shares her convictions as well. Not only does she wear her convictions, but she shares her convictions with her children as well. This mom is both a counselor and a teacher. I'm grateful for my wife, who has been especially gifted, I think, of the Lord as a counselor and as a teacher, and we have the privilege of having older grandchildren in our home because their parents are overseas. And how often I see Sarah and Heather and Josh going to their grandmother to ask for counsel and for advice. Mom, this godly mom here is both a counselor and a teacher. That doesn't mean that you have to be a full-time teacher in the home. Some of you homeschool your kids, and that's a good thing. You have a special ability and responsibility in teaching those children, but in the home, we as parents and you as moms have a great place as teachers of your children. And everything that this woman teaches her children is based on the foundation of respect for her Lord. As we've seen, this is a woman who fears the Lord, and because of that, she teaches and counsels her children in the ways of God. It's interesting that it says that she goes on in the latter part of verse 26, on her tongue is the law of kindness. Kindness is a wonderful thing in a mother as well. We don't teach our children harshly. We don't counsel them harshly. We teach them with kindness. And so we win the hearts of our children. The children of this woman, I'm sure, experience truth. They experience the truth of the Lord in the life of their mother. I don't know how many children that this woman had, but it says that her children rise up and call her blessed. So there were at least two children and probably many more than that as well. But she was one who could face the future with confidence because she knew the Lord intimately, and she equipped her children to walk with him. So moms, this morning, I challenge you, how are you doing? Are you wearing and sharing your convictions with your children? I trust that you are wearing and sharing your convictions with your children. What a privilege and what an honor you have. More than any other person, you have the greatest opportunity of preparing your children for a meaningful future. Those of you who have kids in school, teachers only have them for a few hours a day, but you've got those kids with you far more than that. You have a tremendous opportunity to prepare your children for a meaningful, God-honoring future. A mother who faces a future with confidence is not only a mother with convictions, but she's also a mother with confidence. Verses 28 and 29. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you exalt them all, but you excel them all. Her children rise up and call her blessed. How necessary it is for children and their husbands to support them in this business of being a mom in the home. She's praised by her family, this verse says. Her children rise up and call her blessed. And what a blessed thing that is. The children need the support of their mother, and the mother needs the support of the family. And I would throw out a challenge to us as husbands and children as well. How well are we doing in showing that support to our wives and the great responsibility that they have with their children? If we support them, they will continue on in that work which has been given to them. Verse 29, you'll notice at least in the New King James, which I have, that this is a quotation. And I'm assuming that this is the voice of the husband speaking of his wife. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. And we as husbands should take note of that. Let's give our wives the support that they so badly need in raising children. We need to be supportive of our wives. So this mother is rewarded in life. She will be praised. One of the basic life principles that's taught in the Proverbs is that life is better for the person who fears the Lord. That doesn't mean that as we fear the Lord and as we trust the Lord, as we walk with Him, that we're going to live a trouble-free life. Certainly life is not guaranteed that we will not have problems, but we can have hope and courage as we walk with the Lord. As we conclude this morning, I'd like to read a couple of verses back in Proverbs chapter 14. Again, speaking of the fear of the Lord, verse 26. Proverbs 14, 26. In the fear of the Lord, there is strong confidence, and his children will have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to turn one away from the snares of death. Moms, this morning, your confidence in the Lord, your trusting the Lord, becomes a refuge for your children. Verse 26 says, in the fear of the Lord there is strong confidence, and his children will have a place of refuge. And I would like to substitute, certainly his children will have a place of refuge, but I'd like to substitute for his, your children will have a place of refuge as well. If you are one who truly fears the Lord, you honor the Lord with your life, and you seek to follow him, your children will have a place of refuge along with you who fear the Lord. So let's pass on our convictions, moms and dads this morning, and uncles and aunts, and big brothers and big sisters. Let's pass on that fear of the Lord to those whom we are responsible for. Let's close with prayer. Our Father, we thank you for this time which we've been able to have together this morning. We thank you for the mothers among us today. We thank you, each one of us, for our mothers and what they have meant in our lives as we look back and see what they have taught us, as more probably by the kind of a life which they lived than what they actually taught us by word. But we thank you for our mothers this morning. Thank you that we can have this day set apart for honoring moms. And we pray that this might be a good day for each of us as we dismiss and go our separate ways. May we go and walk with you in the fear of the Lord, giving you the reverence and the respect which is due to your name. We thank you for your love for us. And again, thank you for the salvation that you've given us through the Lord Jesus Christ and the possibility of living an abundant life, a meaningful life for you. We give you thanks in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.